This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA. I'm Maria Scapoletto. Sonia Chambers was born and raised in McKeesport, just outside Pittsburgh, the daughter of a Methodist minister. She says that while her parents were loving and supportive figures growing up, it was another member of her family who instilled the greatest lessons. And Sonia would put those lessons to good use when personal adversity came knocking years later. Here she is speaking with co-worker Jeanette Cushatto.
So who is the biggest influence on your life?
I would say the biggest influence on my life would be my grandmother, Louise McCoy. She was born in 1911. She passed away in 2009, and she lived a full life. She was definitely the biggest influence that I had in my life.
What lesson did she teach you?
Being that she was born in 1911, she got to see a lot of different errors, a lot of different challenges and struggles. She taught me resistance. She also taught me how to be strong and how to take on different challenges that I may face in my life. How to love. She also taught me how to live. She taught me joy, how to survive in hard times.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proudest of my children. I have two boys, Diallo and D'Angelo. Diallo is 21 and D'Angelo is 19. And we've achieved major milestones and overcame major milestones together as a family. Both of my sons are in college now. They're succeeding and they're very respectful young men. They never gave up when they were faced with adversity, educationally, through poverty issues that we overcame. Just a lot of different struggles that we have faced being a single parent, that the children grew up to be very fine young men.
So do you believe in God?
I do believe in God. I believe that God is the source and the creator of all of my strength, all of my hopes, and all of my dreams.
So what was the most profound spiritual moment of your life?
In July of 2013, my son was shot in the back, my oldest son, and he became a paraplegic. And I think at that very moment, I'll never forget when the social worker called and we rushed down to the hospital and the social worker met us at the door. I'll never forget, while turning and not knowing whether or not my son will make it or not or survive, I never forget hearing God as I turned in the door to see my son, God saying in my ear that you will have life and have life abundantly. And that was the most profound spiritual moment because my son is here and he is succeeding. You know, he's able to stand, even though he is a paraplegic, he's able to stand and he's able to go out and speak to other young adults who are facing challenges. He works, he is a coach for 7th and 8th grade football, as well as he is a full-time student in school. And just that resilience that my grandmother taught. She would be very proud of me. We always laugh, my sons and I, because she always used to say, don't be intimidated.
Sonia Chambers speaking with Jeanette Cushatto as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.